We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This land was made for you and me.
Oh, all right, Bernie Sanders always talking about the free giveaways. Free, air quotes, free. Seth Denson is a healthcare strategist and the president of GDP Advisors. Seth, I'm glad to have you here. Tell me about the Bernie Sanders plan for Medicare for All. That seems like this is a big step towards just a government takeover of everything.
Well, it is, and good morning to you.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of those things, as you sit there and look at it, eventually those of us that are, we'll say, have some economic wherewithal, start scratching our head and go, boy, free everything might sound great, but you got to pay for it. You know, and even Senator Sanders' plan, which, by the way, he's put out some number saying it's going to cost $1.2 trillion each year. That said, he hasn't quantified that number. Independent studies are saying, we kind of think this is probably closer to $3.2 trillion. And if you put that into perspective, right now the revenues to the U.S. government are $3.4 trillion. So effectively, we will use 100% of the money that is currently collected by taxes to pay for health care. To do that, just to do simple math for you, taxes have to double.
So Medicare for All, what does that mean? Everybody who has a problem paying their private premium now would be covered, and the rest of us would continue to pay out of pocket for our own insurance and visits to the doctor, and this just covers the fringe, or is this a complete throw off? We're just going to do away with private insurance and everybody's going on the government dole?
Yeah, don't let the new talking point of the day fool you. This is not Medicare for All. This is single payer.
Yeah.
Because to call it Medicare for All would make one think that, oh, it's going to be structured just like our current Medicare system is. It's not. Our Medicare system today actually relies on the private pay system. It relies on health insurance companies to fill gaps. What Senator Sanders has proposed is actually a complete single payer system where there is no private insurance market. So if you remember, you want to keep your doctor if you like your doctor, guess what? Not going to happen.
Yeah.
It can't in this model because the federal government will ultimately be the end-all, be-all payer I think the American public in Senator Sanders' plan is responsible for about $200 worth of prescription costs.
Oh, fantastic. So this is just a rebrand of an old idea that has, you know, been rejected over and over again, but is apparently gaining some a foothold with especially younger voters.
That's right. You know, listen, single payer doesn't play well in the hearts and minds of most Americans who realize what that looks like. And I remember during the ACA debate, everybody and Democrats specifically really trying to avoid using the word single payer. And so I think what's happened here is the Democratic marketers have gotten a hold of Senator Sanders and some of the more leftist progressives and said, hey, you guys got to stop saying single payer because that didn't play well. But for most part, people like Medicare. Medicare plays well. Seniors appreciate Medicare. It allows them to oftentimes keep their same doctor. So why don't we just start saying Medicare for All? But if you actually start unbundling what this plan looks like, it looks nothing like Medicare.
Yeah. So you bring up the actual numbers here, and everybody wants to gloss over that. A, they don't want to deal with it, or B, the numbers are so huge that they can't wrap their head around it. How would we pay for this if it went through, if we're funneling every dollar that we get into the federal treasury into paying for health care costs? Would there need to be massive tax increases, and who would foot that bill?
Well, there's absolutely got to be massive tax increases. I said at the onset, you would literally need to double the revenues to the federal government to pay for this. And so to do that, the only way the federal government generates revenue is through taxes, right?
Yeah.
So that would have to double. Where does it come from? Well, people like Bernie Sanders want to say, well, we'll make the rich pay for it. Well, who are the rich? Mm-hmm. And by the way, the rich are pretty smart with their money. In the end, this impacts the middle class because a couple of key things to think about. One is the lost jobs. there's going to be roughly, our estimation is, about 3 million lost jobs if something like a single-payer Medicare for All went through, because you're eliminating the insurance industry, you're eliminating a lot of healthcare support. That impacts janitorial services and all that. In addition, the loss of innovation, these companies that are out there innovating new medical products, those companies go under because there's not the revenue from the private pay system to offset their costs. And so this has a long trailer to it, and in the end, it's the middle class that will suffer from this.
Yeah. Well, it's good that he's promoting this at this point so that we can have the discussion. I suspect that once people dig into it and they actually look at their paycheck and realize how much of it will be gone, that they won't embrace this. But, you know, maybe I'm giving people too much credit. Seth Denson, healthcare strategist, president of GDP Advisors. I appreciate your perspective this morning. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.